The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and Dr. Slavin has a pile of papers this morning, so much to talk about. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And before we get to that, though, I just want to remind our listeners about the event this Saturday. Even though it's full, sometimes there are last-minute cancellations. So if you were to call up and leave your name on a list, we'll reserve it for our next event. They're going to have an event December 5th.
And because people made their reservations maybe 2 weeks ago, somebody going to remind them?
Well, we're going to try and remind everybody.
AMT Centers.
Right. And what event is that, if you haven't been listening? It's Advanced Medical Testing Centers. It's a blood drawing center that works with all the labs out there. So you can get a lot of the tests that aren't available from Quest or LabCorp. Here's another thing. They do a lot of testing that might not typically be covered by insurance, but because they bundle it into a
profile,
correct. That you can get a lot of tests without having to pay for it. The insurance covers it, and those little tests in between can be...
And I'll just jump in with, say, in the lipid profile, you're going to have something like homocysteine that typically wouldn't be covered and is a critically important evaluating lipoprotein A. All of those.
Yeah, so there are a lot of tests are done automatically in these profiles. I would say the vast majority of the tests are covered by insurance.
Can the people bring their AMT Center's blood test results to the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and someone at the Institute of Advanced Medicine will evaluate their tests and give them the really focused information about what people need to do?
You know, I see this every day when patients come from other doctors with such a small amount of testing that you really can identify illness. You know, so they have the opportunity to do extra testing. I suggest bring it back to your doctor, show them, see if he knows what to do for you. Unfortunately, they probably don't because they prescribe medications. They don't really try to direct you toward health.
And people are going to get information about genetic predisposition, developing anomalies years before they might develop a symptom.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, identify issues so you have time to correct it before, like I think John Robbins' analogy in one of his books, before you fall off the cliff.
I hate falling off the cliff.
Yeah,
well, last Friday we talked to Sylvia Binder from OndaMed, and OndaMed's another approach where people get information about systems and the function of systems in their bodies way before they might experience a telltale symptom or even before they'd see it on a blood test that they'd typically get at their doctor's office.
And we're going to talk in a minute briefly about flu shots.
Oh,
but one of the side effects of flu shots are low platelet counts. And, you know, what AMT Centers is doing at the event is giving the people who make a reservation and come to the event a free CBC, a complete blood count, a free chemistry panel and a free urinalysis.
So the CBC would give them an insight into the platelet count. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've been looking at lately, Dr. Slavin, in the CBC, because I'm always trying to find something that's mm-hmm. going to show the state of a person's mm-hmm. health with that minimal blood testing, RDW. The RDW on blood test results and some of the research that I was reading is showing a connection between that and risk of cardiovascular disease. So it's something that I've been paying attention to when I'm looking at people's blood tests.
I don't think you can ever have too much information. On the other hand, I think you can have too much surgery. You can have too many prescription drugs. But if you collect the information, the idea is to not need, because you have the information, to prevent the need for drugs or surgery. That's the whole point. So if you call them, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, if they can't get you in for this Saturday, they're gonna do it again December 5th, and Janet and myself will be there answering questions and explaining some of the tests, and there'll be a menu of other tests available, and if you don't see it on the menu, ask about it, because every test available is available at Advanced Medical Testing Centers.
Okay, and the number to call, 754-216-2332, and that is if you want to get on the waiting list, if there's any cancellation for this Saturday's event. The event is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's that early on a Saturday morning. And the reason for that is so that you have the opportunity to come fasting. Nothing eaten from 8 o'clock the day before, 8 p.m. the day before, if you're going to have your blood tested at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. So come into AMT Centers ready to have your blood tested and your analysis. Dr. Slavin, can they have water?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You can come fasting, but definitely drink water if you want.
Yeah. The water is important. It makes the blood draw easier. Is that correct, or you don't think so?
It might. If you're really dehydrated, yeah, that will complicate it a little bit. But I have to tell you, they have one of the best phlebotomists there.
Absolutely the best. And it makes it such a much less stressful event when you have talent like that.
That's true.
Blood.
Now, I'm just going to talk briefly about the flu shot, only to segue into how you can keep your immune system stronger, making vaccines really unnecessary. Would you agree with that statement?
100%. 150%, Dr. Slavin. Sometimes we don't necessarily agree, but right there, I'm with you.
So you haven't gotten your flu shot this year?
I have to say I have never in my life gotten a flu shot. I do remember at one point having the flu, and it was a very, very unpleasant experience, but I did all of the things that one would do, kind of like the old wives' tales, supposedly, to make you feel better.
Well, what's interesting for this flu season, because they recommend you start getting your flu shots even before October, I really haven't heard a lot of announcements on TV, a lot of promotion of flu shots this year.
Okay, but don't you
see...
Am
I missing something?
Well, driving.
I see the signs out in
front of... Don't you see those Walgreen things to make your heart break kind of thing?
Well, it's not just Walgreens. It's CVS and Publix.
So they're all offering that special that if you get a flu shot, you can maybe provide a flu shot to a disadvantaged child.
Okay. But here's something that I think we should all be aware of, because you're basically told, just by the fact that they allow pharmacies to give out these shots, They're perfectly safe. I think that's what people are led to believe. And yet you walk into a hospital, you see half the staff wearing masks because that designates those who haven't had a flu shot. Half the staff of hospitals, you see the nursing staff wearing these masks. But here, in 2009, the World Health Organization declared a level 6 pandemic of the flu, which is the highest possible category. At the time, the World Health Organization's call for a level 6 pandemic was interesting. It was based on 20 cases. A year after the H1...
They called 20 cases a pandemic?
Right. A year after the H1N1 bluff, a report in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Disease estimated that a total of 12,469 deaths resulted from the H1N1 flu strain. And the World Health Organization's website states that annually there are 250 to 500,000 deaths from the flu, making their 2009 pandemic call clearly transparent and done to scare populations into taking flu shots and steer policy. Now, that number, 250 to 500,000, that's a worldwide number. That's not just in this country. Now, but here's the point I wanted to make. One of the companies that made a vaccine that year, Pandemrix.
Okay. So a kind of combination of pandemic and RX.
That's true. Pandemrix. That was the name of the vaccine. It was made by GlaxoSmithKline. The court recently awarded brain damage victims of Pandemrix $60 million in compensation.
Oh.
Now, that's a pretty hefty sum for a perfectly safe vaccine.
My guess is they made $120 million, so the net profit out of that excursion into healthcare, so-called healthcare, $60 million?
Yeah, it's nothing for them, though.
No?
When they make billions on just one drug alone. But here's what the CDC says. Flu deaths in adults are not nationally reportable, and therefore CDC cannot say how many adults die from flu each year.
So is that the CDC saying that, or is that somebody else saying, okay, the CDC is coming up with bogus numbers?
Well, last year, the flu shot was only 23% effective.
Boy, and that percentage is all over the board, because I've seen it as low as 12.
But this year, they're going to have a better track record. They predict it'll be 30 to 50% effective. And that's in the best scenario. When you're an older person or a younger person, the numbers are far less than that. That's why it's so important to, instead of getting just, in other words, people think, I don't have to do anything about my health, I'll just take a flu shot. Just like women think, I don't have to do anything about breast cancer, I'll just get my mammogram. And by the way, it's time they stop calling them mammograms and calling them breast x-rays.
I think that's a very good bit of advice. Call them breast x-rays.
Call it what it is.
All right, that's true. That's true.
You know, and we know, and like we mentioned last week when we were speaking about it, one of the things that'll put a woman in a high-risk group for breast cancer, if they had radiation exposure to their chest as a child or a teenager, what do you think mammograms are?
If radiation exposure to your chest.
Yeah, and you get it every
repeatedly.
Year.
Repeatedly.
And the studies do show that increases the risk of breast cancer. So now we're really heading into ways to strengthen your immune system. But I just want to touch on this topic quickly because this is going to affect your immune system. There was a report out this week again that you shouldn't have processed meats. And probably, and they didn't mention this, but probably the reason that processed meats are bad is because of the sodium nitrites and nitrates in there.
Or the manufacturers didn't make their required political donations? Just a quiet aside.
You know, before
saying.
The show, I brought up some things, and you poo-pooed me. So that's conspiracy theories, and now you say that this is manufacturers are being bribed, and because they didn't pay their political dues, they're bringing out a complaint.
Isn't it odd? Grocery Manufacturers Association, they are a very, very big political force. And who are the supporters of the Grocery Manufacturers Association? all of the mega farm food producers, all of the processed food producers, Kraft, Kellogg's, General Mills, all of those companies. And when you look at their products are full of additives. And so for a big notice to come out about additives in meat, what's going on at this particular time?
That's interesting. What might be the provocation for this report? Because it's not new news. That's
not
the point.
New news.
It's been out there for a long time. So how come again they came out with it? Maybe there is something to what you said.
Okay, and that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And now we're going to talk about ways that you
So I just wanted to say that we were talking about the processed meat article that came out. You should avoid it. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified processed meat as being just as dangerous to your health as tobacco smoke. So
Understandable. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, in answer to your, you wrote up a...
I have a thing. All right. Every other person that you see is taking on, they're on the prescriptions for digestive discomfort. They're having gastroesophageal reflux disease. We used to know that as indigestion from overeating or poorly combining foods. But how about
much, much
the...
Easier to,
make it a disease.
Make a drug, make it a disease so you have a drug for it.
There you go. Okay, but what about those people consuming the processed meats, indeed processed food, how that contributes to the need for a drug because you have such inflammation from the ingredients in those processed foods?
A lot of drugs, including chemotherapy.
There you go.
So we're in the year 2015. And they're making this big announcement. It's dangerous. In April of 2005, it was reported that bacon, sausage, hot dogs, and processed meats hike cancer risk by 67% due to the chemical preservatives in those foods.
Now, how about the concept that you can have those foods, not sacrificing taste in any way, and possibly even enhancing taste without those preservative chemicals, nitrate and nitrite free? And I have to say, I'm searching my brain for how long have I known that those substances are carcinogenic. When the nitrates and nitrites combine with your stomach acids, then that creates nitrosamines. The nitrosamines are carcinogenic. And so I'm thinking, I have to have known that since the 1980s. So as you said, Dr. Slavin, this isn't new news, but now we're having an article in the media about it.
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in the 1970s tried to ban this additive, the nitrates and the nitrites in the foods, but was vetoed by the food manufacturers who complained they had no alternative for preserving packaged meat products. Well, they have lots of ways now. I mean, you can vacuum pack it, and it's, you know, that keeps it fresh as long as you don't expose it to air and light, if you can. But, all right, so in 2005, they reported a 67% increased risk of cancer when you eat those foods. In 2007, processed meats were reported as unsafe for human consumption. Cancer experts warn of the dietary dangers. So this is not new. And I think the food industry responded somewhat to that complaint, because you can get products now without the nitrites and nitrates in there.
But mostly you'd have to be shopping in a health food store. I go from here to Tooney's Natural Grocery, and they have so many different choices of turkey breast and ham and chicken breast and the typical things like salami and so on, all nitrate free, hot dogs, so many different choices, bacon.
Right, you can get it without that chemical. Now, here's why they put it in there, because I wasn't sure, because Janet thought they just did it to sell a chemical.
Well, I wonder, how did we arrive at this spot in our food distribution system where our foods are so full of chemicals? I cannot imagine the people sitting down and making an informed decision. So there has to be a financial quid pro quo.
Or does it get us back, and I hate to bring this up again, population control?
Okay.
Because who eats processed meats? What demographic group probably consumes the most of the processed meats?
See, that's what I wonder. George Bush, all of the elite in our government, do they not have hot dogs ever? Do they not have corned beef sandwich?
It's the daily consumption of these foods, not the occasional use.
Okay, but
and think about it, how many people have bacon every day with breakfast? And then for lunch, they might have bologna or salami. What other sandwiches or processed meats that people might like to have?
Okay. They would have bologna, salami, liverwurst, all of that kind of stuff. And it just chock full of chemicals.
Well, you can see it adds up over time. And if you grow up eating that way, the likelihood is as an adult, you continue eating that way.
All of the different quick food delivery places, they're going to be full of chemicals, because what people have become accustomed to is certain mouthfeel, a certain amount of softness, a certain amount of fat that is kind of coating your mouth.
Now, I'm not sure if it's available But can you, at the fast food restaurants, do they have an ingredient list of the products?
In New York City, I'm not sure if
they have a calorie. I know they list calories.
Okay, but don't they have a breakdown of protein, fat, fiber?
They might do that, but I'm talking about ingredients, the ingredients that they're trying to hide. So here's why they use the nitrites. This was interesting. This is a cancer-causing chemical additive that meat companies use as a color fixer to turn their meat products a bright red, fresh-looking color.
Okay. So, do you know that the packaged meats in grocery stores are wrapped in a plastic, and that plastic is not tinted, but coated. It's embedded with a chemical to keep the outside of the meat looking very, very red and fresh. And sometimes you would cut into that meat and the meat is kind of brownish gray, but the outside's red. So that's a chemical in, and that bit of information is from a teenage job that I held in a grocery store.
So that's been like that for so long.
Very, very, very long time.
I thought plastics came out with, what's the name of that movie? Mrs. Robinson, was that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, The Graduate. The Graduate.
The Graduate, yes. Yeah. Plastics, my boy.
That's
plastics.
The future, right.
Yes.
But here's the interesting thing about this, that there are a lot of issues coming to light that more and more people are now aware of. For example, the glyphosate and the GMOs. So you have to avoid, in order to know what to avoid, you have to eat organic, because you can't possibly know where these substances are creeping into your diet. So go organic. You have a better chance of avoiding it. You know, of course, tobacco, you know, now they finally had to tell the truth about that. But you know what? The last holdout are vaccines. They're still being pushed wholeheartedly, despite, really, in my opinion, a lack of good evidence that they make a difference.
A very, very confusing situation.
Oh, okay.
If you don't consider money and economic benefit to a specific private corporation or publicly held corporation, there's no sense to the vaccines, the whole way our medicine is practiced.
So I have a list of the foods that you have to think about or think twice about, or if you're buying it yourself, get it with, you know, nitrite free. But sausage, pepperoni, beef jerky, deli slices, hot dogs, sandwich meats, those are even those served in restaurants, ham, all those gift products like Christmas sausages. Now, this is something to think about because I didn't think about it first. The meat used in canned soups, I didn't think about it because I don't get canned soups. Meat used in frozen pizza, meat used in kids' lunch products, and the meat used in ravioli, spaghetti, and Italian pasta products. To think about it.
Fortunately, the list that you are speaking about, Dr. Slavin, those products aren't in my diet. Very sad state of affairs. The music means that Natural Doc Radio has to take a break. We'll be right back with ways to support your good health. So now you know what's reducing your immune function and your good health. We'll give you some ways to support your good health. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. I want to ask you, Dr. Slavin, you mentioned that 250,000, give or take, people died in a flu pandemic. And that was a statistic from around the world. What other countries do flu vaccines like the United States? Is there kind of this worldwide governmental consensus that we should vaccinate our populations?
I'm going to assume the answer is yes, because we hear reports about people going to Africa and vaccinating groups over there, you know, maybe with like the hepatitis vaccine. We've heard of reports, you know, going around the world with the tetanus vaccine. I'll tell you why.
That was a pretty bad.
That was interesting.
One.
That was
right.
And that wasn't a conspiracy, although it sounded like it. What we're talking about is they added HCG to the tetanus vaccine. HCG stands for human chorionic gonadotropin. It's a hormone pregnant women make to support their pregnancy. So if you put it in with a vaccine, you create antibodies to that hormone. So now if a woman got pregnant in those areas where when they receive that shot, they have antibodies and they can't support a pregnancy, population control. So it is practiced. It's just very insidious how it's done. Now, some people even argue that the hepatitis vaccine is what introduced the HIV virus.
Right.
Because the original groups that came down with HIV in a certain city, San Antonio, New York, and San Francisco area, had recently been vaccinated by HIV, and those were that's where the outbreak started. So, I mean, you can't prove these things, but you just have to look at the picture, look at the track record of the medical establishment, and draw your own conclusions. But here, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
The flu vaccine obviously is against the flu virus. What about other viruses like the parainfluenza virus or the adenoviruses or the coronavirus or the rhinovirus, not to mention bacteria such as streptococcus? How come we don't need vaccines for those viruses? You know, they're going to say, well, those are mild infections. Not necessarily. Only the flu virus you need a vaccine against. Just the inconsistency there doesn't make sense to me.
There's a lot when you start to discuss this subject that doesn't make sense. But what I'm going to say, what makes sense is, number one, take good care of yourself. Take a step away from those things that you know have very well-researched negative consequences. Number one, yesterday we spoke about the consequences of our high processed carb, high sugar diet and so many teenagers dealing with pre-diabetes and even diabetes. And so step away from the sugar. You know, you're talking about the nitrates and nitrites in sausages, bacon, prepared meats, that kind of thing. There's very, important information about other ingredients in fillers, so to speak. And I'm just remembering the description of the meat being prepared for meatballs for the school lunch. What was in it? Sugar. And so you need to look at some of the ingredients in your prepared luncheon meats, sausages, the meats found on the frozen pizza that you're buying. All of that may very well have a range of different ingredients that are very bad for your immune system. It's sugar, salt, high carb content, zero fiber content, all of that.
Well, you know, so far we haven't sold you a product because you have to take steps even before you get into taking things to enhance your immune system. There's a lot of things you have to do first.
A huge article yesterday on MSN.com about vitamins and supplements are not what you think they are, and they're no good for you. And they were talking about don't take vitamin E because it isn't any good for your immune system. And they have proven it time and time again. And they quoted certain research studies. Well, most of the research was done heart and circulation, not necessarily immune function with vitamin E. So they're going down the wrong road with that. Then they said that vitamin D has been shown not to be so very important with regard to maintaining bone density, but they forgot to mention how critically important it was to take your vitamin D to support your immune system, to support your breast health. And there were 10 different categories, and they were very misleading. And it's so interesting because people who don't listen to Natural Doc Radio might think that this is absolute truth. They said, don't take your vitamin C. If you want to avoid a cold, they were very happy to talk about zinc, but they didn't talk about how to use it properly.
You've probably seen this on some of the test panels I get on patients looking at antibodies for mycoplasma pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that to highlight to the patient an example of just how, you know, one example of, to prove that we're exposed to a lot of different organisms, but they don't make you sick. If you have a healthy immune system, you know, you develop antibodies and you're fine and you don't know that you have it. Only if you test for it. If we test for a lot of people, you test for candida. They have antibodies to it. They're not sick. You test for herpes, they have antibodies, they're not sick. And that's the same thing with the flu. If you have a strong and healthy immune system, your body will respond to that virus and you won't get sick. But in order to keep your immune system strong, before you even get into some of the supplements that are important, and vitamin D is one of those that's very important, you have to get enough sleep and avoid stress. Those two things will undermine your immune system.
Well, if you're stressed, it might be hard to get to sleep.
It goes together, right?
Right.
Well, I tell this story to patients, and I may have mentioned it on the air. I don't know. You tell me if I did. I had a 95-year-old patient once, and I asked him, what's the secret to your longevity? He said, I don't worry about anything.
Yes, you mentioned it.
And the patients say to me, when I say that to them, they say, you know, that's true, but I can't do that.
There are a lot of stress management techniques that people can learn so that they don't experience the physical response to stress. One of the ones that I talk to people about might seem a little odd. I talk about using ginkgo biloba. And they said, well, what's that going to do for stress? I said, it's going to make your brain work better. So you see the stresses coming at you, but your brain kicks in and you are working on solutions to the stresses that are coming toward you. And that when you don't come up with a viable solution, you say, what is going to happen is going to happen.
Well, usually stress is brought about by indecision. In other words, you just can't make up your mind what to do. What I recommend is even a wrong decision is better than no decision, because you can always correct a wrong decision.
Well, Deepak Chopra says not making a decision is a decision.
Okay, well, it's true. Yeah, but it's the wrong decision. You know, take a stand, right or wrong, you never know, and then you can correct it. But if you just waffle in between, nothing gets done.
Okay, I won't waffle. But I want to go back to vitamin D, Dr. Slavin. A lot of times when you test people's vitamin D, and at AMT centers this Saturday, that's one of the tests that's going to be available at a very, very reasonable price. So if people out there don't know what their vitamin D levels are, that's something that you can find at AMT centers. But when I see a very low vitamin D level and I talk to the client about it, what they say to me is, oh, my doctor wrote a prescription for me. I take 50,000 IUs once a week. And when I get into the details of that vitamin D, it's vitamin D2, not vitamin D3. Do you have any comment about 50,000 units at one time and D2 versus D3?
I like the, vitamin D3 is what's recommended. 50,000 units at one time, once a week. I think it's actually easier for someone to remember to take something every day than to take it once a week. Plus, I think it's better to take What I've seen, the correct dose is 10,000 units a day on a daily basis, which would be 70,000 units a week, rather than 50,000 units of the wrong type of vitamin D once a week. But here's just a reminder for everybody. As a report has come out showing that if you take 150,000 units a day for at least 3 to 4 days of the vitamin D3, so we have the 50,000 unit vitamin D. They make that.
And you don't need a prescription for
right.
it.
And you take it, when you feel the flu or any infection coming on, up your dosage like that, 150,000 units three times, 50,000 units three times a day for about 3 or 4 days. That'll shorten the duration and severity of the illness you're coming down with.
I made that recommendation just the other day to someone just having come back from a trip out of the country, and the flight was distressful, and upon landing back home here, they found that they were feeling kind of sick, coming down with something, and I said, hit that vitamin D. Very helpful.
To go on with the list, we mentioned, avoid stress, get enough sleep. Next, avoid tobacco smoke. And I guess that's firsthand and secondhand.
And we'll be back with more, because right now, Natural Doc Radio, we need to take a break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we're talking now about the things that are going to support your immune system, get you through the flu season, get you through the cold and flu season, get you through the season here in South Florida where people from around the world are coming to enjoy our great weather and bringing with them a lot of viruses possibly that we have not been exposed to. So one of the things that I think is critically important, garlic extract. And if you're really sick, this does not sound, it actually doesn't taste very palatable, but the chiolic liquid garlic extract will help you get over a sore throat, will help you get over an illness really quickly. We talk about vitamin D all the time. I am very much a supporter of vitamin A and D in combination. 25,000 IUs of vitamin A on a regular basis. And when you're getting sick, you could actually go to 75,000 IUs of vitamin A for a few days.
How do they get that?
How do they get that?
Yeah, because it's hard to find high doses of vitamin A.
Oh,
you can find it. 25,000 units.
25,000 units of A, 1,000 of D in a combination. So in my opinion, you need to take additional vitamin D. But that's very, very commonly found. And what I want to warn people against is you have to look at the small print, because a lot of vitamin companies have substituted beta carotene for true vitamin A. And beta carotene is not converted to vitamin A in all people. When you have blood sugar anomalies, that conversion doesn't happen. And I know I've said that before on the radio time and time again, but it's a big thing for me because people think they're getting 25,000 IUs of vitamin A, and indeed they're getting mostly beta carotene and a little bit of true vitamin A. So you have to look at the details on your multivitamin or on your immune formula. Beta carotene is great, but it is not it isn't vitamin A. It is meant to convert to it, but not everybody does that. I talked about the liquid garlic extract. Fabulous. Doesn't taste good, but it'll help you get over pretty much anything. The probiotics, that's where I think people really need to focus their energy. You talked at the beginning of the show, Dr. Slavin, of H1N1 flu, and when that was in the headlines, I was telling all of my clients, make sure that you eat your sauerkraut every single day. That probiotic content from fermented food is so supportive of colon health, and that's the basis of your high quality immune system response.
Here's I think the most important one among all these important ones. Eat plenty of vegetables, nuts and seeds, keeping fruits down to a minimum because fruits are a source of sugar and that actually weakens your immune system. But they did a study in older adults showing that when you increase your vegetable intake, it improved antibody response to the Pneumovax vaccine. Now, I'm not a proponent of that vaccine either, because that's a vaccine against one type of pneumonia, a streptococcal pneumonia, or pneumococcal pneumonia. So the point is that most pneumonias are viral in the first place. So let's say you had the vaccine and you protected against that type of pneumonia, you're still not protected against viral pneumonias. So what do you need to be protected against viral pneumonias? A healthy immune system. You have to eat right and avoid the foods that undermine your immune system, like the processed meats we were talking about earlier and sugar in the diet.
Sugar neutralizes your white blood cell function for 4 hours after consumption.
I think you mentioned garlic. If they don't want to drink the garlic, they have them in capsules too.
And actually, they do have a liquid garlic and a supply of empty capsules with, so you can put that liquid garlic into a capsule. I go hardcore.
Now, some people like medicinal mushrooms.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, that's worth a try. But I think before you even get into these things, if you're not eating right, all these other things are going to lose the benefit to a great part. Just like I tell patients, you want that come for chelation. I said, stop smoking. If you keep smoking, don't waste your money on chelation. You know, you have to do everything to help your body improve, not just say, I'm going to ignore everything and I'm going to take this. Just like people do with drugs, they don't take care of their bodies. They just want to take a drug.
Well, their doctors kind of push the drugs on them, Dr. Slavin. They don't have, their physicians don't have a viewpoint of, let's see what we can do before we have to resort to the last resort, a chemical. Okay, echinacea is kind of a controversial thing because sometimes on the internet you can find very negative reports about echinacea. There's Natural Factors in the health food stores. They have a fabulous, fabulous formula called Anti-V, and it has their Natural Factors' own patented echinacea. And lomatium. Lomatium's an herb that a lot of people haven't necessarily heard about, but critically helpful for supporting your immune system response. Astragalus, so very, very helpful. Now, you mentioned the mushrooms. Reishi mushroom is one of the ones that is very, very well researched and shown to be extremely supportive of immune system function. So that Natural Factors Anti-V. But I'm going back to the different forms of beneficial bacteria and found in probiotics. I have Janabiotic that's available here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And that Janabiotic, I have a very specific combination of beneficial probiotics, each one of them doing a slightly different function. Several of the probiotic strains in that formula are very specific about fighting off different bacteria and viruses.
Another nutrient that I think is can be helpful is vitamin C. Linus Pauling wrote the book Vitamin C and the Common Cold. I think it's important. Most people are deficient in vitamin C. We test it all the time. They're deficient, just like they're deficient in vitamin A. And how come? Because you're not eating properly. So the deficiencies are rampant. It's called affluent malnutrition. You're getting plenty of calories, but they're all empty, devoid of nutrients that are important to health. If you're going to take vitamin C in the context of a cold, 500 milligrams every hour. You just keep taking it every hour.
And so that article that I mentioned that I saw yesterday was so negative, and they were so disrespectful to Linus Pauling. He is the only person who has ever been awarded a Nobel Prize in two entirely different situations, and they were so dismissive of his work with regard to vitamin C.
Well, we'll do another show on vitamin C and explain his work. But here's an interesting recipe. You take, now I don't know where you get a ground root of Echinacea purpurea. So you get one cup of that. Can you get that somewhere?
There are different herbal stores, and you could certainly get it online. There are a number of different whole herb distributors.
So here's the part that a lot of people are going to like. Add 1.5 cups of vodka and stir.
Okay, well, that's how you make
an
herbal extract.
Yeah.
You can use, they choose vodka here because it's one of the purest
readily
available.
That's the good news. The bad news
alcohols.
Is now you don't go ahead and drink it. You let it stand for about 4 weeks, and then you strain it. So you get all the the leaves out of it. And at the first sign of a sniffle, you take 1/2 teaspoon of the tincture. Dilute it in water every 2 hours while awake. So these are all little things that can be helpful with a cold.
So you can make that herbal tincture yourself. So incredibly supportive of your good health. Echinacea enhances the production of white blood cells. So if you're someone whose white blood cell count is low, possibly because you're dealing with a viral infection, echinacea is the way to go. Very supportive of white blood cell count and function.
I just want to mention something. We mentioned also avoid stress, very important. Over-exercising can undermine your immune system. So okay. You have to think about that. Don't overdo it and give your body enough time to recuperate.
Well, you can find out if you are stressed by checking your cortisol level, and AMT centers can do that for people who are interested in evaluating the state of their health with regard to stress. And Janabiotic. Several times during the course of the day, there is nothing like it. Dr. Slavin, where is the basis of your immune response? It's in your colon. If you don't have the right bacteria, you're not going to stimulate your immune response.
So you realize now, you better not miss any of these radio shows
because
of illness.
Oh, okay. What a challenge. All right. And so you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be back tomorrow, barring illness, right at the same time, 10 a.m. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.